This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least three sailors were killed in a Houthi missile attack on a Red Sea merchant ship on Wednesday, British and U.S. officials said. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber has more.
Yemen's Houthis claimed responsibility for the attack, with a military spokesperson confirming it in a televised address. The attack set the Greek-owned, Barbados-flagged ship, True Confidence, ablaze. These are the first fatalities reported since the Houthis began strikes against shipping in one of the world's busiest sea lanes in mid-November. They have said they are acting in solidarity with Palestinians to oppose Israel's military actions in Gaza. Britain and the United States have been launching retaliatory strikes against the Houthis, and the confirmation of fatalities could lead to pressure for stronger military action.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. An explosion could be heard and several plumes of smoke seen in Gaza on Wednesday afternoon. Talks on a ceasefire in Gaza and hostage exchanges between Israel and Hamas remained at an impasse as the humanitarian crisis in the enclave deepened. Negotiators from Hamas, Qatar, and Egypt, but not Israel, were in Cairo trying to secure a 40-day ceasefire in the war between Israel and the Islamist group in time for the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan, which begins early next week. Hamas and the Houthis are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. South Africa has asked the International Court of Justice to order additional emergency measures against Israel, which it says is breaching the measures already in place, the UN's top court said on Wednesday. In its application, South Africa warned Palestinians in Gaza were facing starvation and asked the court to order all parties to cease hostilities and release all hostages and detainees. This is VOA News. The United States on Wednesday said it was calling on Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry to expedite a political transition as armed gangs seek his ouster amid a collapse in security and a humanitarian crisis in the Caribbean nation. Henry, Haiti's unelected interim leader, has been in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico since Tuesday, apparently unable or unwilling to return to his strife-torn country after traveling to Kenya to rally security backing. U.S. lawmakers are pushing new legislation that would ban access to the popular TikTok app if its Chinese-owned parent company refuses to sell it off to another owner. VOA national security correspondent Jeff Selden reports.
The bipartisan group of lawmakers, led by Republican Representative Mike Gallagher, is pulling no punches, echoing warnings from U.S. intelligence officials.
TikTok, under its current ownership structure, is a threat to U.S. national security.
But Gallagher, who heads the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party, says there's a way for TikTok to go on. The legislation, which would apply to any app ultimately controlled by an adversarial government, is getting backing from the White House, which calls the bill a welcome step. Some right groups, though, warn it infringes on U.S. constitutional rights to free speech. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
The sound of a large explosion reverberated around the Ukrainian port of Odessa as President Volodymyr Zelensky and Greece's prime minister ended a tour of the war-ravaged southern city Wednesday. The Greek prime minister said the delegations were getting into their vehicles when they heard the blast. Zelensky said the explosion caused an unknown number of dead and wounded. The European Commission president calls it a new attempt at terror by Russia. Protesting farmers clashed with police outside the parliament building in Warsaw on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Police used pepper spray and accused some participants of violence against security forces. Thousands gathered in the Polish capital, demanding a halt to cheap imports and environmental regulations they say harm their livelihoods. Warsaw police said several officers were wounded and around a dozen people detained. Farmers across the EU have been calling for changes to restrictions placed on them by the bloc's Green Deal plan to tackle climate change. They have also been demanding changes for customs duties on imports of agricultural products from Ukraine that were waived after Russia's invasion to be reimposed.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Find more online on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.